John, this is kind of an exciting day for the organization. The young phenom we've all been waiting for is finally here.
Yeah, it's certainly a big opportunity for him. And obviously, you think of all the things we're going through and dealing with injuries. You always hate to have to make these decisions based on losing a player. But when you think about the depth that we've been able to create at Memphis and being able to give Alex this opportunity to work out of the bullpen, I think is a very exciting time for him.
So if Reyes is out of the bullpen and Walker's on the DL, who fills the spot on the rotation?
So on Saturday, we will likely go with Weaver as our starter. There'll be a corresponding move on that day, but until then, this is our club.
Is that mostly because Weaver has been more efficient than Reyes made it?
Yeah, I feel like when you look at the ability to throw strikes, get deeper in games, I do think that's important. You know, candidly, you only had one start in AAA, but still feel like he'll give us a good opportunity to win that game.
I know you were talking about pitch efficiency with Reyes. His last start seemed to be a little better.
I'm encouraged. He definitely took a step in the right direction, and that's good to see. But I think, you know, big picture and adding these types of arms to our club, I hope we get a boost from it.
How long has Michael been compromised? Or have you kind of explained the diagnosis of the shoulder injury?
Well, he's definitely been struggling with command for some time, and if there's a correlation between the two, then it's been going on for a while. But in terms of us feeling like it was time to get him looked at, certainly felt after last night's outing this made sense. And, you know, clearly the MRI showed something in his shoulder, and now we'll have to react accordingly.
Is this related to the shoulder issue we had a couple years ago?
Yeah, very similar. I would say on a severity scale, it's less. But that's basically just because it was caught earlier.
Same. So Brandon McCarthy went through this multiple times. Is that the path Walker's headed down here?
Could be. We know what, we don't know exactly why. And so ultimately that's what we have to try to work on between now and next season.
And so you think his season is done at this point?
Oh, I don't know that, but when you're looking at sort of the connection between when this occurs and trying to say to someone you're trying to get 200 innings out of them, I don't think we're comfortable making that bet long term at this point.
So with the inflammation in the shoulder being similar, is there also, I guess, early signs of a scapular reaction as well with Michael, or is that?
Oh, it's definitely in the scap that he's feeling this, and subsequently, for us, it's let it quiet down. But I think when you're looking at really trying to solve the problem, I think we're going to have to roll up our sleeves and try to figure this out.
In terms of what he's feeling through this issue, did he feel that
he knew something was going on, but he definitely did not feel it was as bad as the last time he went through this. That's the good news.
So, what do you see this current situation as having, once Weaver arrives, as having six starters? Could you see Ray as getting a start, or would you like him to kind of go out and embrace the role of a reliever at this point?
I'm not so concerned about him collecting innings, as I definitely would like to see Weaver continue to collect. But usage will really depend on need and how people are looking.
Well, what is Reyes? What does he bring to the table? People that haven't followed closely.
Really, they must be on Mars. I think he's as advertised. He's got legitimate horsepower. He's somewhere between 96 and 100. Has a good off-speed pitch, good changeup. And, I think the big thing for him is, can he command the strike zone at the big league level?
We haven't had any Rosenthal updates for a while. Can you fill us in there?
Still sort of digesting everything on what that next path is. I hope to meet with him either today or tomorrow, and once I do that, then I think I can probably address the media at that point.
Is there more than just a shoulder issue?
I'd like to meet with him, and then I'll discuss everything I talk about then on the real public. So I have nothing to add right now.
Where's Diaz?
He's here.
Yes.
He has a broken finger.
So, okay. I don't know
as
much.
So it's just you wait.
Okay. Do you know how long he'll be in the splint?
I would imagine probably another couple weeks.
Is there an ideal situation? Reyes coming out of the bullpen early, late? Is that just something that he'll have to earn? How do you kind of see the?
Yeah, I think you just got to, let him break in and get a taste of what the big leagues is about.
Michael, Mo, in terms of injuries and maneuvering, is this one of your more complicated seasons with the
It's becoming one, for sure, because, you know, having a handful of players already on the 60, and then, you know, as you look forward and then trying to see what you're going to look like in this offseason, it's going to stress our 40-man for sure. Yeah, I'm still hopeful, but needed a spot and couldn't really. I didn't want to go down the path of trying to outright somebody at this time because we're already thin.
Do you have a sense of Walden now after having seen him?
You know, I still think it's something that if he pitches will be more of a surprise than expected.
Do you get him to a minor league team?
I would like to have him rehab. Because you can't activate him unless he goes on some form of rehab.
So clock.
Clock's ticking for sure.
How do you see the news? Lines back now. What
do you think? Yeah, I think this is one of those things where we're going to have to just revisit in about 2 to 3 weeks and see if there is healing. And if so, then we can decide how we want to move forward. But I do that. I definitely feel like his season may be in question based on what we've learned.
He said.
I feel for this group, simple's good. Yeah, stress fracture.
Did you speak in the team meeting? Was this kind of a circle up? Here's the team going down the stretch. Let's get it going. What? How would you describe the meeting?
What meeting?
The team meeting. You were in the.
I was.
So I don't know where to park for the Paul McCartney casters, because the players can't park back here.
Oh, that's
what they were addressing, yeah.
That's an odd topic.
Make sure important. You don't park, right? Yeah. Parking's important. I'll tow your car and see how you think about it.
Not park blocks.
Is it unlikely that you have essentially a piggyback situation here in the rotation? I mean, if you have two young guys...
I wouldn't be opposed to that strategy, but... There could be a need that calls upon something earlier than that, and you know the manager will have to react. But definitely like the idea of him being able to follow.
Because you effectively have three long relievers
exactly.
At this point.
Yep, so I would like, that would be a nice way to do that.
How do you think that unusual stretch of off days, like 3 in 1 week in August?
Yeah, I just want to see how the weekend goes, and then we'll decide what that looks like. But clearly getting those off days should allow us to drop a pitcher if it's necessary.
You've had success in the past with guys coming in, making their debut as coming out of the bullpen and then moving on to starters. Is that something you discuss with Alex when you have this conversation with him, or is every guy different?
No, I see why people would connect the model of coming up as a starter but then being used in the bullpen at the big leagues, and I do think that's really more of a compliment to our rotation. Guys that have been able to take the ball every fifth day. In this particular case, obviously someone's coming out and just felt most comfortable with giving that start to Weaver. Certainly Reyes was in that discussion, but given his innings and where he's at, I do feel like the comfort level of having him at the bullpen makes the most sense.
The long-term view for Reyes is still
he's ready. A starter.
Do you try to
hopefully get a top rotation starter.
Do you try to get creative at all for him? His work that he's doing compared to what other bullpen guys are doing based on what you
No,
need
I think I think his would just be a little bit more strict in how you use him and the timing of how you use him. Whereas, you know, guys that are in that bullpen may go back-to-back days. I doubt you'll see that with Reyes, especially early on.
Reyes rules.
Okay. You had talked earlier about how the 40-man would be limited during our bringing Reyes up and even Weaver, the 40-man implications would be tough.
Yeah, it's not ideal. Yeah. I mean, it's two spots now that we don't have this offseason. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And when you're, you know, forced to protect your roster in November, it's, you know, two people are now going to be exposed.
Kind of circling the wagons, right?
Well, I think they're the two best arms we have and most deserving of this opportunity.
I mean, as far as the 40, you got to do what you got to do.
Duh. I mean, we did what we did. Spilled milk.
He did good. He got a birdie.
All right.